This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of the most tried and true methods that economists use to figure out what the future will hold is just a simple question. How confident are you about our economic future? But some new polling finds the answer people give may have more to do with politics than economics. For the details, let's get to Attitude Check, our partnership with the polling firm Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your data show that Democrats and Republicans have different perceptions of the economy and how we're doing right now.
Yeah, in fact, some of these differences are startling, and I think it helps explain some of what Republican and Democratic elected representatives are doing in Washington. Let me give you a few examples of here how negative and depressed and gloomy Republicans are out there. We ask a question, are the best days of this country ahead of us or behind us? Only 24% of Republicans said the best days are ahead. 69% of Democrats said the best days are ahead. So look at the huge difference there. What about the youth of tomorrow? Will they have it better than the past generation? Only 29% of Republicans say yes, and 66% of Democrats say yes. And the list goes on. Economic confidence, the Republicans are way lower in rating the economy than our Democrats. Will 2013 be a year of economic prosperity or a year of economic difficulty? Republicans overwhelmingly say difficulty. Democrats much more positive, more likely to say it's prosperous. So it's a huge gulf out there between R's and D's.
And is this typical after an election? I mean, you've got data going way back. Does the losing party always not like the direction of the country right after their party loses?
Yes, that is true, and it's true, I think, more broadly, that people who do not have one of their party in the White House are more negative than people who do. For example, we go back to the Bush administration, Democrats were more negative on the economy and Republicans were more positive. But yes, after this election, we saw a big drop-off in the month of November, for example, in a life evaluation index where we say on a 0 to 10 scale, rate where you think you'll be in 5 years. And Republicans just fell off the cliff going negative on that measure. So, yeah, right after the election, I think this has intensified, and Republicans are really negative as we ask them to prognosticate about the future.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup, thanks as always.
My pleasure.